Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking no more. Pop that fuse. I'm putting a breaker in there so it'll reset itself, but I got to dig around. I think I got a schematic for this that shows if there's... I think there's something else, because it'll run for days on end, not have a problem. But every once in a while, something happens. I don't know if it's when I'm running heater or something kicks on, and it... maybe the air conditioner or something for the defrost, I don't know, but it pops it. And, no, I'm only running like 10 watts.
Yeah, okay, well, that's wild. What a bummer, man. Yeah, you need to direct tap off of the battery or something.
If I get this thing so it'll lock up a little more trustworthy, I'll probably put my old Kenwood I got from Chuck. He's been dead for a while, but that does a solid 50. Thing is, it doesn't have any kind of receive PL, which is all right. But what I would do with that is I would put a fuse buddy in there, and I would tap off of an ignition source and run a relay and a secondary fuse, and then feed that Kenwood, bolt it in the car, hide it somewhere in the car, and bolt it in, and then I'd do 50 watts with this antenna. That would be just fine, I think.